With the chance to sit down with a longtime favorite sports columnist like Bucky Gleason, it was inevitable the conversation would venture into obscure historical references like the 1975 Cincinnati Reds.
We could start talking about Johnny Bench catching and Tony Perez. You know, we could talk about Concepcion and Rose, and you know what I mean? Yep. I can go through that. And those things, those are still with me.
And those few seconds are about the only moments of such talk in our 30-plus minute interview, which seems appropriate now that the role of sports has taken an appropriate backseat to society's larger concerns. And Gleason, who departed the Buffalo News nearly 2 years ago, brought a larger view to our talk, much of which was about what we read and consume and why.
Is there something the consumer needs to know about what they're getting from sports journalism or whatever you want to call it? You know?
Yeah, I mean, I think in a general sense, a lot of it has been compromised in recent years. And I'm not saying that because I'm not doing it. But I will tell you this, I've noticed it more since I've been out of it. You look at it from a different view and you understand the business behind journalism, and my antenna is always up, but I don't think that it's as hardcore or as accurate as it used to be. When I look at it and I try to explain to people, the crime in this isn't what's in the newspaper or what's on TV or what's on the radio. What you're missing is what's not. That's the problem. It's what's not in the paper, what's not being mentioned on TV, what's not being mentioned on radio. That, to me, is the greater crime.
No surprise, Gleason did not hold back, bringing several sharp insights on journalism throughout our lengthy talk, which you can find in its entirety at WBFO.org. For those who know him, Gleason has been a passionate observer of sports throughout a life spent mostly in his native Western New York, which made it all the more stunning when he left the news after 22 years.
To me, it was always about covering human beings and not necessarily covering the NFL or the NHL. And, you know, with so much emphasis now, you know, on mainstream media, there's just so much emphasis on the Bills and Sabres. I just started to lose interest in all of it.
From a couple of your colleagues, they've mentioned how it became about clicks on stories on the website.
Yeah, that's not journalism to me. I know exactly what they were saying. It was, you know, the more clicks you get, the easier it is to sell advertising, right? I mean, that's basically what advertising was sold on. And I think that the more that the Buffalo News in particular and other places too, the more that you do that, the more you get away from real journalism. And, you know, the real journalism to me was telling the truth. It was identifying problems. It was putting things in perspective. It wasn't about, you know, whether or not somebody's going to click on my story.
Gleason says he's at peace with his decision to leave sports writing, and it certainly seems that way as he talks about his new role in communications at Catholic Health. As he says it, he works with an incubator for tech brainiacs, people piecing together programs that will change patients' lives.
And one of my jobs is really to put what they're doing into English, right? So right. There is a lot that I draw on, believe it or not, even from covering sports, with this job.
It is, sure.
I mean, you know, you're explaining at times complex situations that are going on in sports. There's only so much room in the paper. You have to make it clear. You have to be right. And, you know, at times you have to be fast. And if you're able to do those things and you can translate those things into the real world, which I've been able to do, then, you know, you can get a job in internal communications being a former sports writer. I'm looking at things completely from the outside. I'm also not afraid to ask questions. I've been asking them my whole life.
Right.
So if something doesn't make sense to me, the same thing with the Bills or the same thing with the Sabres or anything else that I covered as a sports writer, this doesn't make sense. I'm speaking up. Why did you do this? Why is it this way? And so I'm explaining that in part through their answers.
That's pretty impressive.
It's a lot of fun. Like, you know, you'd sit there and say, like, why is that fun? Well, they're not doing it. I'm doing it.
As for career choices, Gleason says, don't let your babies grow up to be sports writers. Better to have them grow up to be writers. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.